This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Thanks a lot, Michael. Keeling me softly. Where is it? Where's the song? Nobody knows. You forgot.
I forgot.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, sorry, I love Sean, Red Hot Chili Peppers so much.
Sean Keeler with the Denver Post. Sean, I know I promise you professionalism before each and every interview here, and we have yet to deliver on that. So that is my bad, I guess.
Man on the board. Hey, the man on the board's got a bad shoulder. It happens. It happens to all of us, right?
It does. And you know what? Unlike other people, he's playing through it back there. Look at this guy.
I think your crew plays hurt every day.
Oh yeah, I think that's a compliment, Sean.
They're hurting for something.
We play like we are hurt. That might be better, actually. Well, your story in the Denver Post, Avalanche betting on Cale Makar against Vegas. Will it pay off? No Cale Makar tonight, at least, Sean.
Yeah, you try to hedge your bets when you're writing something at like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock yesterday, and you're like, you know, if this changes, and people were like, flip a coin, they're going to – it's everything with him. Really, the truth about Cale Makar is it really is day-to-day. And he has been day-to-day for many, many, many days. And being the trooper that he is, you know, he likes parades. He wants that cup. He's like, let's push through it. They pushed through a lot. This thing has been weeks of, you know, it's upper body, but we all kind of know which body part that is. Shoulder, it was separated, allegedly, at the end of the regular season. And, you know, I get a lot of comments of, why are you going back? You see this on social media. Why are you saying which body part it is? And I'm like, do you think they're only just finding out from reading the you don't think they've scouted this? You don't think they have a DVR to watch Game 5?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, we all know.
We all know it's his shoulder. It's not news. And because I write it does not mean that I want anyone to hit it. I don't. I don't. I dig Cale. I dig his family. His dad's great. They're great folks. But this is common knowledge. So I get all that. And given that the NHL is always very careful about that stuff because it is a violent sport, it is frankly the most violent sport. Sorry, football. Try football on skates. I think Garrett Bowles would agree. He, by the way, great hockey guy. He knows his stuff. He thinks hockey is way more violent than football. Because you also can't stand while doing it, and the speed at which you are doing it is very different. So yeah, it's not great, but I think discretion hopefully is, you know, better than, you know, the better part of valor, and not the high school going into this, because this, if you thought this wasn't going to be a long series before, because then Mark Stone skated this morning. So you start adding up all the pieces and go, you know, I don't think this is going to be over with in five. And if it is, this is really going to be a cruise, because this might be as hard as everybody thought the Wild Series might be, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was, you know, starting off game one. Game ones are always fascinating. I know they're all important. Every single one of them is important. But game one, obviously, a lot of times feels like the tone setter. And just how big of a loss will that be for the Avs tonight? And how long, I mean, just taking a guess, I suppose, do you expect Cale to be out in this series?
Again, to answer your second question first, I think it is day-to-day, and yet I'd be shocked if you saw him before this weekend's road swing for 3-4. I think if you're going to be – now, if you're down 0-1 at home, then it's just, and immediately it's a series right away where it's like, oh, okay, this is new. God forbid, 0-2. I don't think you'll see that. if you get no better than a split, are you tempted to push it? And nothing would shock me with Cale's camp, because I know he wants to be there. But there are also business decisions and long-term health ramifications to be had. And again, the Knights are not stupid. There are a lot of things, not many of them unsavory, but they're not stupid. And everybody knows that this is the only gentlemanly things about a Stanley Cup series are the handshakes at the end. And up until that point, it's all out, you know, it's steel cage match for 10 days or however, 2 weeks and however long it takes you to get there. I think they want to be careful. And the only, with muscles and shoulders and what have you, I don't know that a series is enough time. I don't know if enough time is ever enough time in the middle of the playoffs. So I think it depends on the down and distance, to use a terrible football analogy there. If it's a 1-1 or something that they don't feel good about, are they tempted to push it and work through the pain? Maybe. I think they would like to be as conservative as possible for everybody's well-being, but the series may not afford that, although the roster should. And this will be a great test, unfortunately, way too early in the series of, well, what have you built around him without your best D-man and your, you know, again, plays in every unit, including and a key guy on both sides of special teams. And what have you built overall that you can weather being without your second best player, your best blue liner? We're about to find out.
Yeah, no question. I mean, the confidence level's still pretty high on my side, even with Cale, because they are a really deep team. But that injury, those are always the ones, man. Any sport where when it doesn't look obvious, and then they pull up, and you just, oh wow, he didn't get hit that hard on that particular in that particular moment, right?
The Zuccarello thing in 5, yeah, it looked incidental more than anything,
right?
But it was the spot. And when you've got a high-up spot and everyone can see it, it doesn't have to be deliberate. Ironically, if you tried to wind up and do that, you might miss, because it's also not a big target to hit on the body. If you were targeting, air quote, and you should not. Again, kids, don't do that. But, yeah, it also doesn't heal fast, and that's the bigger problem, historically, is you either have to go with a non-functioning wing, or you have to ride it out long term. And I think they can win a game or two in this series without Cale Makar. I don't know that they can win all four that you need to move on without Cale. And they certainly cannot beat, say, Carolina in a home and home 7-game series, if that's who it is, without Cale. So I think there is now that you're two rounds away, there is a long view as well, and a player that's also coming up for an extension this summer too. And I would like to think that doesn't factor into it, because it hasn't. And with hockey, Bushido, which is a Japanese word for samurai code, it's fancy, I know, but I like
it. It is fancy.
And the samurai code, yep, samurai code of NHL players is not like the NBA. You don't make business decisions. You play for the cup. I mean, Gabe Landeskog was in a very similar situation, not as severe, 4 years ago, and he probably cost himself, what, 2-3 years by playing through the playoffs on bad cartilage, right? Like, that's also not a secret. And it was not a secret at the time. It was just a matter of how bad was that damage going to be, and was it worth it? Well, it was, but then you were without a captain for 2 years. I know that the Avs want to win a cup, but they also do not want 2 years without Cale Makar, if that makes sense. So I think you have to balance that, and where you thread that needle is where this is going to end up.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. So we'll kind of monitor that. We'll see, and great read too, because you do talk about, you know, obviously the off season and taking care of him on the contract side of things. So we'll see how that one obviously plays out. How about on the goalie side of things, Sean? For the Golden Knights first. Obviously Carter Hart, they have a pretty good one over there. For the Avalanche, I mean, didn't Scott Wedgwood? I mean, I still agree, like, any one of those guys can turn it on and be fantastic. But the last time out, we saw what we saw with Blackwood, and we saw Scott Wedgwood come in and save a hockey game with a bunch of other things going on.
Yeah.
I mean, unless we just see an embarrassing performance or the guy's utterly exhausted, it's Scott Wedgwood's job to lose, right?
I would think it would be at this point. And the other thing, though, is that Jared Bednar has always placed credit and or blame to the D-men in front of him, which is another sidelight of not having Kale as good as he's been this series. Although Hockey Stat Cards, as noted in the column up now at DenverPost.com, says that, in fact, Devon Toews has been the best Avs defender offensively and defensively over just overall play this series, and I believe certainly defensively in terms of grades they give every night. Goalie, though, I think it would be Wedgwood. I've got a solution for that because this is going to sound counterintuitive, and that is you start Wedgie at home and Blackie on the road. Is that how you split it up? Because Blackwood's road splits are actually pretty good, and he was good in a very big game four, right? Let's not take that away. So I've decided that's the answer from now on in my head. It's not what they'll do, but I wouldn't be shocked if you just – because give Betsy credit. He's up on the metrics. This is not a Rockies-type situation. He was well ahead of the Di Podesta trade before it got here. He reads all those stats, too, and he keeps an eye out for that stuff, and they've got a good analytics eye. And crazy enough, Wedgwood's been good on the road, too, but Blackwood has been just as good, but he hasn't – and it gets back to the folk memory thing you talk about. It's like, why are your memories of this player not as good? Well, it happened at home, or they didn't win this at home. Blackwood has not been as great at home as he has been on the road, which also tempers how we look at Blackwood versus Wedgwood. So, yeah, I think it's Blackwood. I think you ride that until you have cause not to, and maybe you do. I think what's weird about the last series is now you feel good about kind of pulling the trigger at any time because you had to replace both at various points, and they're kind of used to it in a bizarre way that it isn't a territorial thing, and the egos have kind of worked out in a way where that doesn't rub people too badly. Certainly doesn't rub Wedgwood because that's been he's been a 1B his whole life, at least in the NHL so far. So, yeah, do a home road. Do a home road goalie split. That's your platoon. You know, instead of right, left, it's home road.
Hey, you know what? And I think Bednar's done a really good job of walking the line with both of those guys where he doesn't appear, even though we can all see certain things. I mean, he sees it, but the way he appears to you guys, Sean, to the media, to the fans is, hey, I believe in these guys, and it's right down the middle. Whoever ends up getting the nod, it's because of circumstance, whatever. I think he's played it really well and keeping both of those dudes just fully engaged.
Yeah, and but again, he's always been kind of a goalie agnostic in the sense that he has always said goalies get too much credit. And it's the old quarterback cliche. I think he's always said goalies get too much of the credit or too much of the blame. And he is kind of a, like Michael Malone, he's kind of a defensive-minded guy for having one of the best offensive teams in hockey this decade pretty consistently. He loves the D, and he loves the effort that guys put on D, and he loves teams that play that kind of D. So he always, just in talking to him, whatever, 7, 8 years now, he always throws good or bad because we always ask him, as you do, because goalie, like quarterback, is one of those positions where you are singular on your own and you can decide the fate of a game. And we'll ask him about, gosh, how many dozens of times have we asked him about goalie A, goalie B? It could be, you know, great Darcy or bad Georgiev. I keep calling him Forgiev. And he gives the same answer. Well, the D guys are good in front of him, and or they weren't, and that's where he tends to let lie. Or the structure was good in front of him because he wants to protect those guys, both in the press and in the perception standpoint with the fan base. So I wouldn't expect him to be any different whomever he chooses, although I think it would be Wedgwood here because he also sees the home road splits and where things are going. So we will see where that lands because it goes back to the news of the day. He puts a lot of pressure on his D-man and gets over his D-man, and rest one's not playing. So what do you do?
Sean Keeler, all right, so predictions for me, man. How's this? How do you think this series is going to go?
I said Avs, presuming that a 65% KO will try to do it. I'll hold to that. Like, and I think he'll play at some point. It just may not be before he. It may be a wait and see because I do think that they're right on every day. Tonight worries me a little. Now that that Stone is skating, the stars seem to be aligned. Let's put it this way. I would not be shocked if Vegas wins a game of these first two. The stars seem aligned, not Dallas Stars. The stars seemed aligned for the series to start out the way that nobody here wants it to be. I hope, again, hope I'm wrong. I was right about the overtime in game five. I was wrong about the result. This feels very OT to me because I think the Avs want to keep it, want to minimize whatever we, not that they have many, they don't. They want to minimize whatever, you know, non-Kale weaknesses pop up for them, but I still think they can get it done at six, and I still think Makar plays at some point, because if he doesn't play at some point, I think you might have a seven-game series that you might not win. And that's crazy to think about. But that's when you, we've got, you know, we do the Hall of Famer thing with Jokic. There's like three of them, four of them still, and he's one of them. And again, imagine the Nuggets playing a whole series without Murray. And then someone goes, but I'm saying they already did.
Good. Yeah, that would be like, good.
But it's literally that. And I don't think they want that.
Sean, always a great and powerful stuff from you coming out of the Denver Post. Always appreciate your time and insight. And thanks for moving with us, man. We're making some room for the Rockies. They're going to win a series today. They're going to get us to win number 20. And they're going to get us to that 10 wins away from shave time, Sean.
I will leave you with the happiest thing possible because I'm enjoying this, what few joys I get at the moment. The White Sox are in the playoffs, and the playoffs ended today. If you're a Denver sports fan, anything is possible because of that. Anything. You must believe in anything.
I'm taking it, and we're running with it, Sean. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, sounds good. See you, brother.
Bye. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. He sounds a little more concerned about Cale Makar, maybe not for tonight, but over the span of this series, Michael, if he can't be there for any of the series, then I think one game, it's like guy's going to rally. But over time, the things that make him so special to your team are gone, even though you're deep, even though you got a lot of studs on this team, you got a lot of unsung heroes. Over time is where you might feel the effect. Game one, maybe not an issue, but game four, game three, could be.
Yeah, the Golden Knights won't be going after, like, they'll focus more on Taves now than they will on Makar because there's no Makar to open up Taves.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how it goes down. Michael, what did we learn? Also, picks are on Wednesday, everybody knows that picks are on Friday, everybody knows that, except for when the game's on a Wednesday that we need to pick, so we can't pick it on Friday because the game would already be over and people would start to see through that, I think. So we will make a pick. We'll do a series pick, Mike. Series pick. And what did we learn? Coming up next.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.